WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's border czar Tom Homan says the administration was within its authority to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members with no due process.
We'll use these assets as long as we can till we get to the point where we have total operational control of the border and national security threats have no avenue into this country.
He was on ABC's This Week. President Trump's continued attacks on some of his critics, instructing Attorney General Pam Bondi to punish law firms that engage in, quote, frivolous litigation against the United States. Pope Francis has returned to the Vatican after more than 5 weeks in a Rome hospital where he was treated for life-threatening double pneumonia. Doctors say he must continue to rest and recover. The 88-year-old's schedule will be determined by his recovery. At least 26 people were killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Gaza, including a Hamas political leader. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you very much. I'd like to stop for a second. 4 months ago, I had a birthday. And the last time I worked here was my birthday, sometime around the birthday, I think. But this last one I had, I finally made it to 48. And I couldn't feel better or, I don't know, everything is just charming. Everything is great. Consequently, I should like to sing the song that has to do with, not exactly with my life, but with anybody's life who gets on in years, if you please. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We would hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17,
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances for your Sunday. Breezy south to southeast winds turning to the west of the afternoon with gusts up around 25 and 30 miles per hour. Highs will top out in the upper 40s. Some of the rain locally heavy. Tonight, rain ending breezy and upper 20s. Currently 44 degrees.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning, everybody. Music of the Star. This is the Souter Finnegan Orchestra. Well, what happened is pretty sad indeed. These guys were great big band arrangers. You know what, maybe I shouldn't play their music and talk sad. So listen and I'll tell you later. Thank you. What a band. Very creative, maybe too much so. See, Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan got together. That was a mistake. Somebody, the booker, tried to get Mike Flanagan, who was an easy listening guy. I don't know what happened, but Bill Finnegan came in instead. Bill Finnegan is a wild jazz guy. Flanagan played stuff like this. See, both these guys went to Juilliard, Columbia U. Bill Finnegan went on to the Paris Conservatory. RCA said, "You guys are great. You're going to be stars." Well, he had a contract for 16 songs a year. The band was huge, 21. Sally Sweetman was the vocalist, and Andy Roberts was the male. Well, they went out and they made their first mistake booking dance halls. You can't dance to Sauter Finnegan. They should have done concert venues. So all these dance halls that nobody went to, they quit in 55 with a mountain of debt. Took them 7 years to pay it all off. So they broke up in March 57. Eddie Sauter moved to Germany. Finnegan continued as an arranger for others. But they got back together. In 1959. Keeping Her Dreams Alive, they recorded again. Eddie Sauter died in 81. And they recorded this one, The Return,
after purchasing
of the Doodletown Fifers. What do you think? The Music of the Stars. One more time. Sauter Finnegan.
We'll be right back.
Now, here's another story. Otto Susanna. See, you've heard that, and I have too, but nobody can think of who it came from. It's Otto Susanna. Born in 1899, San Francisco, made a big wave in that community's music scene throughout his life. His brother Renzo was the Continental that you hear a lot of jokes about on good old Saturday Night Live. But Otto is forgotten today, except here. I'll give you more on Otto later. Here's Mel. Torme, that is.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No. doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
That's a great tune, and it's been adopted by people who love old movie palaces as sort of an unofficial theme song. I never understood that, but it works somehow. A little bit more on that, too. 1963, San Francisco lost the biggest and grandest movie palace, the Fabulous Fox. Oh, they're sorry now. What an all-star night it was, but tinged with sadness. Here's Hedda Hopper.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be here. I'm so happy that you asked me. I don't understand how they could tear down this beautiful theater. Because San Francisco, it's a city that loves entertainment. They're great show people here. They love it. Only one other theater in America is as beautiful as this, and that's the Radio City Music Hall. That holds 5,000 people, and this holds 4,600. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, they start an auction to sell everything that's in this beautiful theater. I can't believe it. I can't believe that San Francisco would do a thing like that. I really can't.
Said. The Wurlitzer organ. Thank you.
romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing.
Thank you. is a void till you've enjoyed Romance with a Bat.
Lonzo, of course, here's Danny Kaye.
It's not the beat, beat, beat of a jungle drum that makes my heart start to dance, but the urge to merge that begins to surge when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No potentate rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. So it's nice to be a man among men, go hunting and fishing and swimming. Yes, nice to be a man among men, but nice so among women. So take the yo-ho-ho and the winds that blow on some Antarctic expanse. You can have that snow pile, but I'm no dope. I'll go dancing to the rhythm of a new romance. Some people like to stray to faraway places and look. Some people say that they like to get into bed with a book. Some like the chunk, chunk, chunk of a Chinese junk. For me, no Chinaman's chance. Keep the foreign heat, keep the laurel wreath. Gonna eat my cake while I still have teeth and dance to the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No sarcophagus.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. Yes, a new way to new love can always be seen. No few can successfully wend it. Anyone can begin to begin. Give me a man who can end it. So if your love grows dull, if you hit a lull, why sit around in a trance? When your world gets flat, as Columbus found, when you hit new ground, then it will go on. So dance, yes, dance. Dance to the rhythm of a new
Danny Kaye, 1951.
Every night when the moon shines bright, I hide myself at the sight of stars like Venus and Mars. I run at a love song from the radio. I'm beside myself in the very thought of a stroll in the park. I shun. I need a good psychologist to adjust myself. For when it comes to love, I just can't trust myself. I'm so afraid of mine, 'cause I'm too romantic. Moonlight and stars can make such a fool of me. Know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. Don't ask to hold my hand, 'cause I might dream. I'm startled when you whisper, I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart. Let me dream, 'cause I'm too wrong.
Judy Garland on the radio, June 1940. Here's Mitzi Gaynor on Ed Sullivan's show.
No more I see you, the more
There's Mitzi Gaynor. Did you watch the Academy Awards? I did not. I understand. When they did a tribute to those who had passed, that Mitzi was overlooked. This is almost beyond belief, but you have to believe anything.
We're following breaking news. Legendary actress Mitzi Gaynor has died. She passed away this morning here in L.A. of natural causes. Gaynor's career spanned 8 decades. She was a star of the classic movie musicals like South Pacific, where she sang the popular I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. She was also known for the musicals There's No Business Like Show Business and Lay Girls. Gaynor also had a long career on the concert stage and on television. She was 93 years old.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC7 content by clicking the subscribe button for our YouTube channel.
Here's to you. Here's
Again, Mitzi Gaynor, the Gershwins.
Soon the lonely nights will be ended. Soon two hearts as one will be blended. I've found the happiness I've waited for. The only boy
Leslie Uggams.
And winter comes. needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this year.
Leslie Uggams, star of the Mitch Miller program, one of the hottest things on TV it was. Here's Bing with Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen's tune.
You think that money is everything, and yet it's anybody's spring. Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care, or that a rose would say there goes a millionaire? It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring. More than diamonds round a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. A frog party. A weird party.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
May come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in so when it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And when you see on the hill, you know they'll bring crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, come along.
That's out of forecasts. The real forecast comes along in, oh my, something about 5 minutes. That's Judy Garland, though, for sure. And I'm the Music of the Stars guy. We're here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome all our affiliates and station. Good morning, Baldwin, WSCN. Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR.
And when you see clouds upon the hill, there'll be crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come,
stand by for news. This is the Dave Chambliss Band.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator Bernie Sanders had more than 30,000 people turned out to the Denver stop of his Fighting Oligarchy tour. He says the tour is focusing on areas of the country where Republicans won congressional seats by narrow margins. He said one goal is to maintain a separation of powers.
And that is precisely what Trump is trying to do. He wants it all. He doesn't want Congress. He doesn't want the media. He doesn't want the judiciary. He wants all of the power. We cannot allow him to have that.
President Trump continues to attack lawyers, instructing the attorney general to punish law firms engaging in what he called frivolous and unreasonable litigation against the U.S. His administration said they were within their authority to invoke the Alien Enemies Act and deport several hundred suspected Venezuelan gang members, even as a federal judge investigates whether they defied his order. Pope Francis back at the Vatican, released from the Rome hospital where he had spent more than 5 weeks being treated for double pneumonia. This is ABC News.